After Aaron HaKohen was Nifter. What? The Parsha? Thank you, Shimi Aloni, for recording this. The Parsha is Parsha Schukas. After Aaron HaKohen was Nifter. So the Anone HaKovod left us. And then suddenly we see that immediately the Yishma HaKnani Melech Arod Yeshiv HaNegev Kibo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. And it's very interesting, Rabbi Shul Leib Ziskin says, what does it mean? Bo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. What does it mean, Derech HaAsarim? Rashi says it means the Negev. It's another way of saying the Negev, the way the Meraglim came, the ones that were seeking out. Rabbi Shul Leib wants to say it's from like the Aramaic word. B'chol asar v'asar. Atar is a place. So derech ha'asarim, they were suddenly going through the civilized places. Till now, Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. How can you walk in a Midbar? There are hills, there are dunes, there's everything. The Anane HaKovod leveled everything out. But now that Aaron HaKohen was Nifter, so the Ananim left. They didn't have the protection of the Ananim anymore. So now they had to take the civilized route. They couldn't just go straightforward in the Midbar.
What about the dad and the well came back because of Moshe?
Maybe afterwards they went back. That's the pshat that he says. Vayilochem b'Yisrael. So Kanani hears this, whether coming from the Negev, through the cities. They hear, and as Rashi says, they hear that the Anonim, Nistalku Anone HaKovod. So they assumed that this is an opportune time for us to attack. Because the protection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine providence and care for Klal Yisrael is no longer Chas V'Shalom. Vayilochem b'Yisrael, they came to fight. Vayish mimenu shevi. And they took from Klal Yisrael, they captured a captor, one captive. Vayish mimenu shevi. Rashi says it was one person, and it wasn't even a born Jew. Einai ella shifcha achas. That was enough. Vayidar Yisrael neder l'Hashem. So Klal Yisrael makes a promise to Hashem. Vayomar. If you give this people to us, if they fall in our hands, we will be makdish. Rashi explains, I will sanctify the spoils for Hashem. Thank you very much. Vayishma Hashem b'kol Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the voice of Klal Yisrael. Vayitein es ha-Kanani, and he gave the Kanani, vayacharim esam esarem, v'yikrashim ha-makom har. You go through these psukim, and this is a classical case where you need Teresh Baal Peh. Teresh b'ksav, seems clear. Kanani came to fight us, done. Comes Rashi, Rashi tells us, from Chazal. Yeshiv HaNegev. Who are Yeshiv HaNegev? Ze Amalek. Who sits in the south? It's Amalek. Shnemar Amalek Yeshiv Eretz HaNegev. Veshina es l'shenoi l'dabar b'loshen Kanan. So how come they're referred to as Kananim? Because they started to speak in Kananese. They started to speak like Kananim. Why? Today, Shiyu Yisrael Mispaulin Lakodesh Baruch Hu Lases Kananim Biyadam Vehemenim Kananim. In order that Klal Yisrael will daven, give the Kananim in our hands. And they're not Kananim, so the tefillah won't work. Unbelievable. They believe in the Kayachat tefillah. They believe that there is a God that they could speak to and He's going to do things. They believed in Kayachat tefillah perhaps more than us. They're willing to change their language. You know what it means to learn a new language? Let's all start speaking Japanese in order to save ourselves. Try it. It's not going to happen. They suddenly are speaking Kananese. Why? To save themselves. Because now Klal Yisrael is going to think they're Kananim, and that's the way the Pasuk sounds. The Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk sounds that way. And the Maisa, they're going to daven for Kanan, and it's not going to work. So first of all, just one point that I want to bring out that is a critical point, a very important point, that tefillah is a science. I think tefillah is a nice idea. For example, how many times have you heard from people, or have you thought to yourself, you hear that Joe Goldstein, a sec, I shouldn't say Goldstein, I'll pick a different name. Joe Schmo is sick. So, very often, people will ask, what's his name? Oh, it's Yosef Chaim ben Hamadina. Okay, fine. Lots of times, people will go with the attitude. If I daven for Joe Schmo, Hashem knows who I'm talking about. And, does it really make a difference if I say his name or not? You see from here something unbelievable. Amalek knew Klal Yisrael is not going to just daven, Hashem, please help us win the war. Win the war? What war? Oh, we're going to a war. You know what we're talking about. I'm not talking about the War of 1812. We're about to go to war. That's not the way they would daven. And the truth is, it makes perfect sense that Amalek knew this. Amalek is the name of Esav. The Zayar tells it to us by the story of Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov was going to meet Esav, and he was afraid that he was going to kill him in Vayishlach, what does he say? Hatzileni na miad achi miad Esav. He doesn't just say Hatzileni na. Please save me. Hashem, you'll know what it means. I'm asking you to save me. No, Hatzileni na miad achi miad Esav. Zokta Zayar. When you daven, you have to specify, you have to delineate, you have to clearly articulate what you're davening for. You know, Hashem knows what I mean. Tefillah is a science. Tefillah is not an idea. Yeah, no, Hashem made a teva called tefillah. When I do a tefillah, it has powers, but it has to be done right. Email is unbelievable. It's hard if you would show it to somebody from 50 years ago. Imagine a guy 50 years ago went to sleep, woke up today, and you pull out your phone, and you go, yeah. Who am I? I'm just telling my son in Eretz Yisrael, when he wakes up. Yeah, let's go. And you finally get it through. You get him past the shack and everything, and finally he believes you. He says, I want to try it. And he says, where do I send it to? And you tell him, you send to agoldstein@aol.com. So he sends it to agoldstein@aol.com. Didn't go through. Why didn't it work? I told you were lying. The whole thing doesn't make sense. Of course it worked. Let me see what you did. Oh, you forgot to do .com. You did AOL.com. You had to do AOL.com. Now the guy's going to tell you, come on, you think there's a difference if I do .dot or not? So the answer is push it over there, because we understand science works like science. This is a machine. The machine reads it a certain way. If it doesn't say AOL.com, you could be off by one nikuda, and it's not going to do anything. Message failed. We think tefillah is not like that. That's not the way tefillah works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that tefillah is a science. That tefillah is able to affect things. We saw it in the Ramban, in Parashat Shemos, where Moshe Rabbeinu really, as a shliach, should have been healed. It would have been a greater Kiddush Hashem if he wouldn't have had a speech impediment. The one representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have a speech impediment. So how come he still had a speech impediment? because he didn't daven Zakti Ramban. The way to affect changes through tefillah, Hashem sets up things that you daven, you will get. Sometimes people wonder parnasa-wise, or shalom bayis-wise, or ben adam l'chaveru, or shidduch, so many different things. Sometimes it's right there. We just have to daven. But now we get lazy when we daven. And sometimes, for good reason. Sometimes we don't know, shalom aleichem, nice to see you. Sometimes we don't know what the best thing to daven for is. So we think to ourselves, what should I daven? Let's say, I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you're in the parsha of shidduchim for children. So I know myself, it's very nerve-wracking. What, I'm going to daven for a specific shidduch? I don't know if that shidduch is good for them. So what do we want to daven? We'd like to say to Hashem, and it saves a lot of time also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please just do everything that's good for us. I'll give you a blank signature, you take care of the rest. That is not the way tefillah works. You see, Amalek even understood that it cannot work that way. And Klal Yisrael will never just daven, please help us out on this war. They knew that they would clarify and specify exactly what war they're talking about. And therefore they would say, please help us win the Canaanim. And if the Canaanim is off, what do you mean? Hashem knows what they mean. Hashem knows they mean these people. They were dressed like Canaanim. That's why they thought Canaanim. Once the wrong word is said, it's not going to work the same way. But it's not fear. Tough luck. I'm not going into fear now. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There is a real entity of tefillah. There is a real concept of tefillah. But tefillah works like a science. Tefillah is not just a feel-good type of thing. Good. So I'm just going to present a ha'ara without really giving any answer to it. What do you do when you're talking not sure? So what do you do in such a case? What am I supposed to daven? Hashem, please help. Let's say I'm trying to get that my son should go out with Miss A. It might not be good for him. It might be the worst thing in the world. I think it's good, obviously. And that's what I'm trying to do. So now what am I supposed to daven? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help that he should go out with Miss A. Okay, fine. I might regret that. So what do you do? So the easy way, and very often I opt out this way, but this is the wrong way, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please just help my son Binyan HaShidduch. You see over here that that's not enough. So probably the right way, I'm not sure, is to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if this Shidduch is good, please help that it should happen. To condition the tefillah. Same thing with a job, with anything. Sometimes we want a job. So we could either just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me in Parnassah. That's not going to be as effective. Or we can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me that I get this job. Please help me that I get this guy's business. Now, I might have terrible charata from it. I'm sure you've had clients that you wish you never took. So it's not always so simple. So in those situations, you should daven, please help me with this, if this and this. So here, the Kanani, that's step one. This was all parenthetic. Now we get, what did Klal Yisrael daven? It says exactly what Klal Yisrael said. What did Klal Yisrael say? Vayidar Yisrael nedar l'Hashem vayomer. They didn't say im nasim titein esaknanim biyadeinu. They said im nasim titein es ha'am hazeh biyadi. If you will give these people, this nation, in our hands, if we will be victorious over this nation, then we'll give everything to Hektish and so on. Zot Rashi, listen to Rashi. Amalekim wanted to throw Klal Yisrael off. They wanted to mess up their tefillas. So what did they do? They started to talk in Kenanis. Klal Yisrael comes, looks like Vayishma Kenani. Looks like they're Kenani people. Ro'u Yisrael levushehem kilevushe amalekim u'shenam l'shen Kenan. But Klal Yisrael saw something very unusual. They were dressed as Amalekim. They were speaking Kenanis. Amru Nisbalal Stam. It's confusing. What are they? Are they Amalekim? Are they Kenanis? What are they? Said, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to daven that these people, they still didn't just say, Hashem, please help us win the war. They pointed to the people. Zeh. Zeh is Meir Be'etzba. Im titen es ha'am ha'zeh bi'adeh. But it was a chap, had to get around saying Amalek or Canaan. But why? Because they had a struggle. They weren't sure. What is this? Are they Canaanim or are they Amalekim? They look like Amalekim. They sound like Canaanim. Sort of this deja vu. Kol Yaakov Ayodayim Yidei Esav. Right? They look like something else. But they sounded like Canaanim. So the Shach asks a Gevaldige Kasha. These Amalekim were very wise men. If you're trying to throw somebody off, so go all the way. You're willing to learn Japanese and start speaking Japanese that they should think you're Japanese. So put on the kimonos. Big deal. Right? If somebody would ask you right now, you have to make believe you're Arabs in order to save yourselves. You want me to put on a keffiyeh and a robe and whatever? That's easy. For me to learn Arabic, that's going to be much harder. But it's not a big deal to dress like an Arab. So what's going on over here? Amalek is trying to throw Klal Yisrael off. They did a lousy job. They confused us to the point that we figured out an Eitzah HaMazeh, and that's why they lost. If they're trying to throw us off, they were smart enough to throw us off. To throw us off the whole way. And it's mashba, had we daven Canaan, we wouldn't have been successful. The reason we were successful is because we said HaMazeh. So why didn't they dress like Canaanim also? They learned Canaanese. They started to speak Canaanese. Dressed like Canaanese also. Zok de Shach. This is an unbelievable Yisrael. Shach is a few hundred years ago, 400 years ago, 300 years ago. Shach says, you know why? Because if they would talk Canaanese and they would dress Canaanese, a tefillah on Canaanese would work because they'd be Canaanese. If it talks like a Canaanite and it looks like a Canaanite, it is a Canaanite. Even if in blood wise, even though Yichus, it's not a Canaanite, Abdas a Canaanite. If he looks like a Canaanite, he talks like a Canaanite, he walks like a Canaanite, that's a Canaanite. I would venture to say a step further. It's not only because of the tefillah that they were afraid. But they knew that if they would walk like a Canaanite and talk like a Canaanite, they wouldn't be Amalekim anymore. They wouldn't have that Ra, that same level of evil that Amalekim are infamous for. It would have taken the edge off of them. So they couldn't do that much. That much they're not going to do. They can't forfeit who they are. They can't lose the whole... That would have lost the war in and of itself. They would have become Canaanite. So Memela, what did they do? They only switched the language. They didn't switch the clothing. So two things hit me from this. One was an epiphany, and one's a very nice aura. All my life, I thought, as I imagine most of you thought probably, that we were zeicha to leave Mitzrayim. Why? We didn't change our tongue, we didn't change our dress. We kept our dress code Jewish, we kept on speaking Lashon Kodesh, and b'schus that, we didn't go. I thought that it was a schus. According to this, it's much deeper than that. Had we spoken like a Mitzri, and had we dressed like a Mitzri, we would have been Mitzrim. It's not just a schus that was a schus that helped us out not to assimilate. That itself is assimilation. That itself makes us a Mitzri. Maybe not a complete Mitzri, but enough that you say the word Mitzri. It's a Mitzri. So then it wouldn't never been a whole Gulas Mitzrayim. It would have been Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. Mitzrim and Mitzrayim. We wouldn't have been Yisrael and Mitzrayim. In order for a Geula to happen, we needed to be Bnei Yisrael. We needed to retain Bnei Yisrael. If we would have dressed and spoken like a Mitzri, not just that would have led to assimilation, but doing all that would be Mitzri. And now we'll see the flip side. HaMikdover tells us in Parshas Shemois, Vayhi bayomim harabim haheim, vayomas, I'm sorry, before that, wrong place. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a choice, he has to run to Mitzrayim. He's on the wanted posters in the post office. So he has to leave Mitzrayim and he goes to Midian. Ishma pare es adavar hazeh, vayvake es larig es Moshe. And he wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi tells us that he actually tried to kill him, but his neck became like solid stone, and they weren't able to. V'yivrach Moshe mipnei Paro, v'yishev beretz Midyan, v'yishev al ba'er. He goes to Midyan, and he's by the well. And we know the rest of the story. V'koyen Midyan sheva banais, they come there, v'yivayu ha'arayim v'yigarshim. And the other shepherds come, and they get rid of them. Vayokam Moshe vayoshian, Moshe Rabbeinu saves them. Vayashk es tzeinam, and he gives their sheep to drink. Vatavoinel Reuel avien vayomer maduan miharten bayhayim. They come back to Reuel. Reuel says, "You made record time today. What happened? How did you guys do it so quickly?" Vatoymarna, and they said, "Ish mitzri hitzilonu miad haroyim." A Mitzri man saved us from the shepherds. V'gam dolay dolalanu. And not only that, but he also drew water for us. V'yashka satzein, and gave the sheep to drink. What does it mean, ish Mitzri hitzilanu? So there's a well-known vort from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, which we'll mention parenthetically. Chaim Shmulevitz says, Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu means the Mitzri that told on Moshe Rabbeinu, because of him, he had to leave Mitzrayim. So the Benois Yisrael were appreciative, and they had Akar Satayiv, not only to Moshe Rabbeinu, but even to that bad Mitzri, because ultimately it was because of him that they ended up with Moshe Rabbeinu there. Which is a big chiddush in Hakaras HaTayv. This guy did the worst thing in the world, and still they end up having Hakaras HaTayv towards him.
Wasn't it you who reported on Moshe Rabbeinu?
I'm sorry, you're right. The Ish Mitzri that he killed. I'm sorry. Ish Mitzri that he killed. He killed the Mitzri. So Ish Mitzri, that Mitzri that he killed, that's what saves us. I'm sorry. Yes. The Netziv in HaMikdavar says a different pshat, a very novel pshat. We know Klal Yisrael, as we just mentioned before, in Mitzrayim, Leshinu es Leshoinam es Mabusha. They didn't change their language, they didn't change their dress. They looked like Eden, they spoke like Eden. Zot in Netziv, not so with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Paltin Shamelech. He grew up in Paray's palace. Zatim Nitziv, I'm going to read it inside because it's quite fascinating. Ish Mitzri Kasheri Kiru Bibgodav Uvelchainai. As they noted him based on his clothing, his mode of dress, and his language. Umikan Lamdu Chazal, and from here Chazal know Shekol Yisrael Loishinu Lashen Mavigdame Mitzrayim. This is what tells us he was unique. Everybody else from his nation, from Klal Yisrael, that would have left Mitzrayim, if they would have gone out, you would have never known they were a Mitzri. But him you did. U'mishimachi kasharo es Moshe. And therefore, when they saw Moshe, shehaya gadol bepaltin shomelech, he grew up in the palace of Paray. Lovo shumidara bebeloshin Mitzrayim. He was dressed and speaking as an Egyptian. So they assumed that he was an Egyptian. I don't think the Torah in this pshat is just telling us the words that they happened to use. Man in a red coat came. That's not the point. He had a certain ear about him that was Mitzri. Wasn't a taina on him, maybe. He grew up there, it wasn't his fault. He was brought up in the Paltin Shamelech. But at the end of the day, when they saw him, they saw a Mitzri. Because the way we dress and the way we speak does very much influence who we are. And not only that, but Chazal say, we know this week's parsha, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael is because Chet Mem Riva. Chazal tell us, and the two are not necessarily a contradiction, that because it said Ish Mitzri, he wasn't Zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael. Based on the way we're explaining it, that means because growing up in Paray's home, dressing like a Mitzri, talking like a Mitzri, affected Moshe Rabbeinu somewhat, to the point that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael. Is it a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not a taina on him. But it's a metzius. It's a fact. What we need to learn from this is very important. We live in a generation where you could dress as you want, don't need to dress at all. You can walk around in pajamas and be the CEO. Adrav, it's cool to do that. I remember when geek was a bad thing. Today it's chashuv to be a geek. And ad kedei kach, the truth is the way I dress, you would expect people not to like it. You know, I think I've told you. I've gone for kashrus to Portland, Oregon. I never felt so at home. It's like the liberal shovel liberal. If you want to know chas shalom where America will be in 30 years, go to Portland, Oregon. And half the people have beards exactly like me. They have tattoos on their arms also. But they have nice trim. And these are all guys in IT. I'm not talking about bums. These are businessmen. And that's, they might have like a big black earring in their ear also, but they have like a nice big beard. To the point that somebody came over to me in the airport and said, that's a Portland beard. But the point is that there's such a a belittling of dress code. And lamaisa, we don't realize it, but how we dress does affect who we are. Hachitzoynius, ba'irus is apnimius.